Hi, this is Jack Vaughn, news writer for the searchdatamanagement.com website. That's with Intech Targets Business Applications and Architecture Group. I'm speaking today with Mark Brunelli, news director. And Mark recently covered the SugarCon event in New York City, where the topic was Sugar CRM. Now, Mark, we've got a variety of listeners on board, and I think we should start at the start. What is Sugar CRM?
Sure. Sugar CRM is a well-known, by the way, nice to be here. Thanks, Jack, for having me. Sugar CRM is a open source CRM technology company. As you know, CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management, and I was at their SugarCon user conference in New York City last week, covering the show for readers of our Search CRM website. And my coverage appears there. But basically, Sugar CRM came on the scene. I'm not exactly sure when. I know they've been around for maybe about 10 years or so. They're an open source CRM company, which means that the core version of their CRM offering is open source. You can tweak the code, you can customize it, and things like that. I believe there are some commercial proprietary add-ons that you can get. And you also have to pay for support, of course, because that's the business model.
Mark, social versions of CRM are much discussed. In fact, people like Sugar CRM came about before there was a Facebook, which has had a big impact on the customers. So I understand that was an element that came up in your research down there.
Well, yeah, basically social CRM is a big topic right now. Every company is trying to find out how to reach out to customers, how to support their customers, and how to do a good job of it, especially through social media channels like Facebook, as you mentioned, Twitter, LinkedIn, and a host of other ones, Instagram for people who it's appropriate for, Pinterest, you name it, any social media site. Companies are launching strategies to how to reach out to customers. And I'd have to say one of the most interesting sessions at the SugarCon conference was one given by a fellow named David Myron, who is the editorial director of CRM Magazine. Yes, there are competition, but hey, a good session is a good session.
And I'm with you.
Right. And he has done a lot of research and also looked at sort of research from analyst firms like Gartner and Forrester. And he came up with a list of 10 reasons why social CRM projects fail. And I thought it was a great thing to write an article about. I wrote an article about it. And he went down some of the key reasons why companies fail at this. And I think an interesting point that he made was that, you really need to commit to it if you're going to do it.
They expect people to be of the media type and to not be lurkers.
Right. You want to engage customers. It's not just about shameless self-promotion. It's about providing people with real valuable content. But, some of the reasons that he gave for why social CRM projects fail. One is just the wrong organizational culture, and that's pretty common these days because, this is relatively new, especially to some of these older stalwart firms that have been around for a long time. Employees may not know what social media tools are available to them. They may not have policies in place as to what kinds of tweets and postings people should be making, and they don't, they need to create a strategy in order to empower employees to really take this social CRM thing to the next level.
And did you get any feel on the show floor and the nearby environs as to the feelings, the health, or enthusiasm of that CRM crowd there?
Sure, there was a lot of people talking about social CRM, and a lot of booths had little portions of their features and functionality. A lot of the software vendors were plugging their social CRM abilities and the ways they help you monitor and manage tweets and other other social media postings. But for the most part, I think that most companies are just sort of really getting into it now, trying to figure out what is the best way to succeed with social CRM.
Yeah, it's my understanding that heretofore the conference had been on the West Coast. This was a big step for them to make it in New York. Do you have anything you want to add?
Sure. I would just tell you that there were some of the other reasons why social CRM projects fail for those who are interested. For one, I'll just give you the list of 10 right now. One is a wrong culture. Two is no compliance policy. Three is no established goals or focus for the project. 4 is a lack of managerial support. 5, insufficient staffing. You really need to find the people who have the skills to use the social media tools effectively. And that might mean some investments. And it also might mean investing in some kind of social media monitoring tool, something like Sprout Social, which is what we use here at TechTarget. Unwilling to listen to customers is a reason. You have to be willing to respond. If a customer says something negative about your product online, you want to respond to them, and you want to take care of the issue as quickly and as publicly as possible. You want people to see that you resolved the issue. Don't just leave it hanging there. If somebody says something on Facebook, you contact them and take care of the problem. Go back to Facebook and say that you solved it so that other customers can see that you care about what these people think. Poor internal communication is always bad for any technology. 9 is no play for key influencers. That means that you have to find out who are the most influential people in your social media circle and reward them. Get them to give feedback on product releases. You know, sometimes companies find that the key influencers in their community, the people who really love their product, really use their product, sometimes they know more about that product and ways to use it than the actual salespeople for that product. So they can be a wealth of information. So rewarding them, but the caveat there is you want to be careful and look out for people who are just looking for freebies or just looking for publicity or something like that. Look for the people who really care and who really use the product and who can really offer unique insights.
Well, this is Jack Vaughn thanking Mark Brunelli.
You're very welcome.
It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. And we were glad that you were at SugarCon event in New York City.